How noisy was it in the rough mill?
Oh, it was real noisy. Especially when the wood come down too, you know, they had these doors. And it was so noisy that you really needed earplugs because of going, you had a door up, that door going slam, slam, slam. This was all down the line all day. Which your saw was started running. It was making a loud and grinding noise. Wood coming off the table was hitting the table. That was making noise. Like I said, it just stank, started running. It was real noisy play.
So were you able to talk to folks when you were running? I mean, during the working hours, could you really hear people to talk to them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had to talk a little loud, but we could hear. Mm-hmm. We could hear, you know, you had to talk loud, you know, to hear.
Did you ever wear earplugs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had to wear your earplugs every day.
Mm-hmm. That was required?
Yeah, it was required.
Mm-hmm. Any other things that were required in terms of safety?
No, just your earplugs. They had safety goggles. Mm-hmm. But sometimes in the summertime, it would be so hot. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd be sweating and you couldn't, you know how they fog up when you get too hot? Mm-hmm. And then you can't have sea. You're supposed to wear your safety goggles. Along with they, which they was required too, but you know, we didn't wear them like we're supposed to in the earplug. Mm-hmm.
Most, did you wear them in the wintertime when it wasn't so hot?
Yeah, supposed to. And then they had these aprons, you know, somebody runs the saw. Mm-hmm. It had some kind of backing on it, especially for a man. Mm-hmm. You run the saw so that wood, some of the wood would kick back, you know, that could really hurt you. So they had these aprons they had to wear. Somebody run the saw, they had to wear.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else about it that was dangerous in there that you felt was sort of a dangerous condition that you were on the lookout for when you were working?
You know what, you had to look over your head because the wood coming down. See, if a piece of that wood had fell off that conveyor belt up over your head, see, that could have killed you. Mm-hmm. So you had to watch out for that. You had to make sure you didn't get your hand in that conveyor belt coming down that chain to that saw. You know, you had to kind of keep your eyes open and watch out for a lot of things. You know, you had to be really safe, watch safety all over. It really was. It was a dangerous place back there.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get hurt on the job?
I had a piece of wood to kick back on my end when I told you the reason the man wore the belt. Mm-hmm. And it kicked back, but evidently just kicked back, but it didn't kick but so hard. Sometimes that saw, that blade would catch a piece of wood and it'd make it kick back, and the piece of wood kick back and hit me. I wish I didn't have to go to the doctor with it. We put an ice pack on and I washed it for a while and it didn't bother me no more, so I didn't have to go. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any suggestions about what would improve either working conditions or production or anything like that? Did you have any ideas? And if you had those, who would you share those with?
Most of the co-workers, and in fact, I talked to the supervisor, so Robert, why don't we do so-and-so? Mm-hmm. Oh, why don't y'all do this or do that? He'd come up with, they don't want to. I mean, you know, but it's, you know, it's not in the plans or something.
You remember any specific suggestions you thought would improve working conditions or work production?
I guess we're talking about, you know, just getting more quality out of the wood. You know, if they stowed it down some, you know, you'd have more time to get better quality. But you're trying to run so fast and trying to get stuff, you can't get good quality when you're trying to move at a certain pace, quantity. Both of them ain't going to fit. Both of them are not going to fit. Quantity and quality is not going to fit in the same, because you got to take time to get good quality.
And you told this to Robert?
Yeah. And you know they're going to come up with some kind of excuse. Sure it is.
Well, how did people feel then when they would suggest this and then Robert would come back with the same answer or excuse?
They would just shake it off and shake their head and just make a comment. That's why we're not getting no good quality out. Mm-hmm. You know, they said something about it. Mm-hmm. But once you have this little meeting and he come back to you with the same thing.
Do you mind me asking what your starting pay was?
What was my starting pay? I don't mind if I can remember what it was. I believe it was $5.50, if I ain't mistaken.
$5.50 an hour?
Uh-huh.
And how did that compare to pay for other folks working in the rough mill? How did they determine who was paid what, and how did your pay compare?
Well, it all depends on how you how your job performance went, how fast you learned the job, whatever. Yeah.
Were men and women paid the same?
Well, what you mean? Starting
for the same job. Were you paid?
Well, see, I was the only woman running the, you know, telling the ripsaw. Mm-hmm. But evidently, I was paid the same as the other tailors on the ripsaw. See, I was paid the same. Or when I got up to stop pay, I'd have been, you know, paid the same. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they keep you for so long, see how you're doing, then they give you a raise and so many months.
How did you know what other folks were paid? Did people talk about this?
Yeah. Yeah, you know they're going to talk about their pay.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, a man doing the same job I was in the saw in front of me, James Clark, you know, he thought he should get more. You know, if you don't reach this level in your pay, this highest paid on this job, you know, you didn't get no raise. So long as you was working your way up there, you know, you get a raise when it come around to you. But if you don't made it that far, that was it. You didn't get no raise.
Why did he think he should get more pay than you?
I don't know. Because he had been that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he had been that long.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever ask for a pay raise, or did you...
I just let them give it to me. Well, I have asked, and then I just let them give it to me, you know, mandatory.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any, well, first let me ask you, how do you think white furniture pay compared to other jobs in the area?
Oh, man. But, you know, since I started working, you know, I'm at Crafties now, and the whites was a whole lot of better pay, even though they worked you like we was working, you know, at a faster speed, and the line up there, the line at Crafties is just barely moving. At Weiss, it was, you know, they paid you. They paid you good. I consider that good pay at Weiss.
What was your pay when you finished working there, your final paycheck?
I think I got a $7.25, something like that.
And what did they start your craft tea cat?
$6. Mm-hmm. But see, now I've been there 3 months, 4 months, and they finally gave me a quarter raise, so I'm making $6.25. Mm-hmm. But it just ain't, it just, and I mean, you're getting paid every week. I don't understand it. You're getting paid every week like you did there. But it's still not.
What, did they have other benefits at White Furniture? Insurance or pension?
Yeah, they had all that. They had, we had pension plan, insurance, dental insurance, you know, for my family, you know, if I want to put it on them. They didn't have a saving plan, a Christmas saving like Crafty got. They didn't have that.
Did they get bonuses?
Yeah. Let's see. Crafty don't get bonuses.
Hmm.
See, I wasn't at White's, but so many weeks or months, and they did give me a Christmas bonus from being there.
Okay, I want to ask you a few more questions about social life in the factory, and then
okay,
we'll move on to some other topics. Did people ever play pranks on the job? Was that something that happened? Good bit.
Let's see. Good thing about what they do. Well, I know it's mean, but, you know, I heard about him, but, you know, I never did see. We had one gal now, you know, he was really shy of women. And I heard about it, but I didn't see it. The guys would get a cell phone, and he was laying the wood up. He's really embarrassed, you know, on women. You go talk about women, he'd really freeze up. They'd take a cell phone and lay it up on the wood where he had to work at, and when he got ready to unload it, the picture was there. So, you know, I heard about a lot of things, you know, like that. Someone would take someone's jacket or lunch or something and move it. And you know who we done got it, more than likely. Mm-hmm. They talking about, I didn't move it, but somebody kept something going all the time.
How about on you? Anyone ever do pranks on you?
No. Just picking. They know I was scared of spiders. One day we sit up there working, they found the spider and sent him down to saw on a piece of wood.
They sent it down to you on a piece of
wood? Right.
What'd you do?
And I'm standing here and done really, really scared of spiders. I let the wood hit the floor and went to the bathroom. Somebody had to come and see about it. They know I was scared of spiders. I got a fear of spiders. I just walked on away from the saw, went to the bathroom. They had to send somebody up there to see about me. They didn't know what had happened. I believe they scared. I went to personnel because they didn't know I was scared.
Who did that to you, do you know?
The guy that got fired, the one I told you was him. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever retaliate, play a prank on him?
Oh, you know me, I had to. We would do something. We'd find something. If you done something to me, you'd turn around and find something to do to you, you know.
You talked a little bit about how rough it was when you first started going there and how you had to sort of prove yourself.
Yeah.
Do you remember when other rookies would come in, what it was like for them? What did there some folks come in after you?
No. You know what? I can't remember nobody hired after me. Mm-hmm. If I ain't mistaken, I was the last one. Let me
see. How about Tony? Was she hired after you?
Well, see, Tony moved from Hillsbury plant up there. Mm-hmm. So they moved them. Instead of hiring people when the Hillsbury plant closed, they moved them people up here with us. Instead of hiring somebody. And so she was after me, yeah.
But she came to the
Maven plant.
The Maven plant after you were already working.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What was it like for you to finally have another woman there? Well, actually, there had been another woman there before you.
Yeah. And I come in with her and then she left. And I was by myself for a while and then Tony come.
What was that like for you?
It was entirely different, you know. Like I said, it was a different... I felt like she was getting favoritism, say. Because she'd go up in the office. I'd be out there working, and she'd be sitting up in the office with the supervisor, with Robert. As she said, doing paperwork for Robert. You know, finding out how much footage we had got out and whatever. That went on for a while.
But what did everyone else say was going on? Were they flirting in there, or?
They said, well, so she was just trying to get on Robert's good side and whatever. Mm-hmm. But when she first come down, yeah, she got away with a lot. She, like I said, working on the weekend. Like I said, I told you I wanted to work, and they wouldn't let me work. It was a lot of, I believe it was favoritism further that go. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever confront Tony about this?
Nope. What was the use?
Yeah.
You know, it just been a big hassle between me and her. Mm-hmm. No, I never did.
Did you have a nickname?
No, they didn't give me one. Mm-hmm. I said, no, they never did give me one.
Mm-hmm. Did a lot of folks have nicknames?
Mm-mm. How's I know of?
Was there any kind of Christmas party or anything like that?
Excuse me. We made our own Christmas party. No, you know what? When I started working that day, cut out everything.
Mm-hmm. So in the past, I'll get you a little more water. Okay. Tape's back on. We just took a break.
Okay.
Turn the tape. Tell me what you would do when you weren't at work. What you like to do? How you spend your other time?
But sitting at home, watching TV, I go out and visit somebody, whatever.
Did you ever work a second job while you were at White Furniture?
No, I never did. I would just work at White's. So I had this girlfriend I'd go see when I wasn't working, or they send me home, I'd stop by there and talk to her a little while or whatever. Mm-hmm. Come on home.
Do you have any children?
Yes. Which I got three. Mm-hmm. And one grandbaby. But she's been around, like I said, I've been here since I left White's. Well, she's six, so she was there when I was at White's.
Three children, one grandbaby.
And this, yeah.
Do you have a spouse? Do you live with a husband? Or?
No, I've been divorced. What have I heard about the death of my brother? I was in Liberty then and moved back to Maven. Been in Maven ever since. So, nope, never got married no more.
Do you still support your children?
Yeah, the ones that ain't grown. See, my oldest one's 24, my son's 22, and I got one 15. Which I got a 15-year-old and a grandbaby with me. Mm-hmm. And I always have had her. They're just like raising her, you know, myself. Now I'm raising the grandbaby with the 15-year-olds with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I always have work to take care of my kids. Mm-hmm.
back the factory a little bit, and tell me if you can. Do you remember when you first heard that the company would be closing?
Yes. They had called all of us over into the, I guess, shipping department. And it was really a surprise. It just looked like everything just hit everybody. So we was having a bunch of conflict. This is before me and Tony got close. It was a bunch of tension in the plant back to where we was. And excuse me. It was a bunch of tension in the plant. And everybody, with nobody really mingling with nobody. To me, Tony, Joe, Kurt, and Wesley.
Let's just... Okay, it's about 3 o'clock right now, and while we still have a lot of ground to cover in this interview, Annette's cough is getting pretty bad, and so we're going to wrap up the interview at this point and try and finish out the last parts of the interview at some future date when she's feeling a little bit better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.